Good morning to you all.
各位早上好。
I want to lead in prayer before we start the service, my preaching.
在早上在我讲道之前祷告的时候。
Gracious Heavenly Father, I pray that you would prepare our hearts to receive what I have to say.
爱我们的神，你来预备我们的心。来接受你要向我们所讲的话。
You can receive for each individual in their own way.
主啊，你会向每一个人按照他们所能接受的程度来讲话。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, you speak to each one in the best way to meet their need.
按照圣灵的能力，按照个人所能够接受的程度，你向每一个人的心来讲话。
I pray this all in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是以耶稣的名。Amen.
I want to speak to you this morning on the subject of salvation. Not how you get salvation, but how you keep it.
今天早上呢，我今天早上要讲的信息是关于救恩的信息。你得到救恩，能不能继续的保守它？
I find so many people who are so concerned about their salvation when they make a mistake or they mess up in life.
好多人呢会来担心他们会不会失去他们的救恩，当他们有软弱或者犯错误的时候。
They feel that God doesn't love them anymore at this time because they mess up and He want to punish them.
那他们会觉得这次我犯了错误，神会不会继续的再爱我呢？神是不是会惩罚我呢？
I want to give people the assurance this morning that God is not a God of punishment, but Jesus is a God of love.
我今天要给大家讲的呢，上帝不是要一个惩罚人的上帝，耶稣是一个爱我们的救主。
In fact, He loved us so much, He gave His life for us and died for us.
他是这样的爱我们，以至于他把自己的生命为我们献上。
He paid the ultimate price with His life in order to save us.
他付出了极大牺牲的代价，为的是要来拯救我们。
That is how much He loved us and cared for us.
那就是他多么的爱我们，多么关心我们的一个表证。
I know that many feel that.I want to take the words this morning from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans.
Sorry, Pastor Carl, somehow I cannot hear you clearly.
Okay. I want to take the words this morning from the book of Romans to assure us of our salvation.
Anna, maybe you translate. Hello, Anna.
You cannot hear me?
You need to ask.
不好意思，你说，你说。
Hi, it's a lot. I'm gonna play.
The Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us?
圣经上说，如果神与我们同在，谁能与我们为敌呢？
And if we have Jesus in our life,
如果你有耶稣在我们的生命当中，我们有确据。
That there is nothing that can come between us.
Oh yeah, that sounds nice. I've done that before down to the beach.
没有什么可以在我们。
Good idea.
In fact, the Holy Spirit, it says, helps us with our daily problems.
圣灵在我们的生命当中啊，我们每一天的问题都有神。
When we have problems, then we think that God has stepped away from our lives.
我们有问题的时候，我们以为神已经离开了我们。
Sometimes when problems come to our lives, It's God wanting to bring us closer to him.
这时候问题来到我们的生命当中，其实是神 要我们能够带到他的面前。
Yes, there were times when God would punish the children of Israel, but it wasn't because he didn't love them, it was because he loved them that he punished them.
是神曾经有管教过以色列人，但不是因为他不爱以色列，而是因为他爱以色列人。
Because he knew that that would bring them all closer to him again.
因为这可以把他们带到神的面前，再次回到神面前。
That's Jesus' desire for us too. That sometime if a problem comes into our life, it always helps us to bring him closer back to him.
这就是主的心意，他就是让我们遇到这些困难的时候，可以让我们重新回到他的面前。
It's always to strengthen our life with Jesus, or strengthen our faith with him.
这是让我们的信心可以让我们更加的坚固在主里面。
And it also says that the Holy Spirit not only helps us in our problems, but helps us in our praying.
圣灵不仅仅是在我们的里面，而且也帮助我们祷告。
Because we do not always know how to pray.
因为有的时候我们并不知道怎么样祷告。
And yet it is the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us, that prays with us with such great feeling.
是的，圣灵在我们里面却给我们奇妙的一个感觉。
Someone once asked me, where is Jesus when he ascended into heaven?
有人曾经问我，主耶稣去了天上，他现在是在哪里呢？
The Bible says that he is sitting at the right hand of God. He's sitting right beside God.
圣经上说他坐在神的右边。
And what is he doing there?
他在那里做什么？
The Bible says he's interceding for us. In other words, he's praying for us.
圣经上说他在那里为我们代祷，他在为我们祷告。
When I mess up and say the wrong thing to someone, then Jesus says to his father, forgive Carl, because I died for him. I paid for him already.
当我说错话做错事的时候，他在天上为我代祷，说你原谅靠，是我为他而牺牲。
And that's what he wants to do for all of us. He cares so deeply for us.He intercedes for us.
这就是主要为我们所做的。他为我们而死，他要为我们代祷。
That is the promise that he gives us, and God never ever takes back a promise he gives.
这是主应许我们的，他永远不会拿走他给我们曾经有的应许。
I want to just share a little story of prayer in my own family.
我跟你分享一个我们家里的一个故事。
It was my father's wish that one of his two sons would go into the ministry.
我的父亲很想他的两个儿子当中其中一位能够去服侍神。
This was not my older brother's plan, and it wasn't my plan either.
这不是我哥哥。我哥哥跟我都没有这个想法，没这个计划。
I wanted to farm with my father on the farm together with him.
我更希望是在农场里面跟我的父亲在一起做这个农场的活。
But he always encouraged me that after I finished high school, I should at least go and take some training.
但我读完高中以后，他就希望我说能够至少能够参加一些训练。
I finally agreed with my father if he would not sell the farm when I was gone.
我终于答应了，我就有个条件说你不要把农场给卖掉。
He agreed to that.
他答应了。
Even though he couldn't handle everything on the farm.
甚至他没办法完全能够料理好这个农场的事。
So I went off for college for the first year, not thinking that I would stay there, because my plan was always to come back to the farm.
我读完了大学一年级但是实际上我还是心思还是不在那里，因为我一直想着回农场。
Because I had to take even an extra year. Instead of 8 years of training, it would be even 9 years of training.
实际上不只是八年的这个训练，甚至要九年的这个训练。
And so I planned that I would come home and farm with my dad and always with Jesus being part of our farm.
所以就是我还是希望能够回到农场。有主也与我们农场同在。
But God in His wisdom always has other things in mind for us, what is best for us.
但主的智慧总是有别的给我们，而且是最好的给我们。
The second year that I was at the college, He sent a student from Regina who.He always also was going to go home.
在我读大学二年级的时候，有一个从Regina 的一个学生也在那里，他也是要回去。
In fact, he never ever unpacked his suitcase. He would just live out of his suitcase because he was planning to go home.
他甚至都没有打包，他直接就想回去。
The rest of us in his class were convincing him always to stay, and we would help him in the classroom with our Greek classes. We would work together with him to help him to stay.
我们很希望他能够留下来，我们全班同学都能够想尽办法劝说他留下来。
What I didn't realize was happening, as I'm convincing him to stay, I'm convincing myself to stay.
但我没有想到，当我在极力的劝说他留下的时候，其实也等于在劝我自己留了下来。
God always has a special way of working among His people, and I didn't have any idea that's what He was doing.
神总是有很奇妙的方式来劝说他的儿女，但我知道我是完全没有料到这样的一个计划。
So after I finished 3 years in Edmonton, I went on for.The next 2 years into US.
所以在Edmonton 读完这三年后，我接着就去大学。
After I finished those 2 years, I went then to the seminary in St. Louis for 4 years.
然后读完那个学校后，又去了另外一个神学院。
And when I graduated, then my dad sold the farm.
那个读完以后，我的父亲就卖了这个农场。
But I didn't understand how I completed the work and graduated in the way that I did.
我甚至没有想过我是怎样读完这个学校的，怎样毕业的。
My father was a praying man, and I had no idea for 9 years.He prayed hard, and his sister was my sponsor at baptism. She prayed with him all the time that I would continue my studies.
我的父亲在这九年里面一直为我祷告，然后还有一个他的姐妹也是跟着他一起一直为我祷告，直到我毕业。
With their powerful prayers.I never had a chance to come back home.
因为他是大人的祷告，使得我后来没有回去农场。
God had a plan that I had no idea that this was His plan.
神有个计划，这个我一直都不知道是神这样的计划。
I can say that I had probably one of the most exciting ministries that a pastor could possibly have.
所以我真的没有想到是会有这样的一个经历，是一个牧师会有这么一个可能这样的一个经历。
I traveled the world, especially into Russia when they first opened their doors after telling people for 70 years there is no God. Now we could come in and tell them the greatest news of the greatest person that had ever lived.
甚至在那个时候世界都在开门。在俄罗斯那个地方，17年之后，他们曾经说这17年里面，他们一直在宣传说没有神， 但现在他们开了门，使得我们能够进去传福音。
My father only had grade 4 as far as his education was concerned.
Sorry, Pastor Carl, can you repeat that? Sorry.
But when it came to praying to his heavenly father, he had like a university degree.
当他来到神面前祷告的时候，他就像是有个大学的学历一样。
I learned so much from my dad as to the power of prayer.
我从我的父亲那里学到的是怎样的一个大能的祷告。
I learned so much from my dad as our total dependence upon our heavenly Father in daily life.
我从我父亲那里学到怎样每一天来依靠我们的神。
It was the practice in our family that when we would get up in the morning, do the chores. What that means is feed the chickens and the pigs and milk the cows and do that work. Then we would come in for breakfast.
我们每一天家庭的这个事物都是早晨起来，就是喂鸡喂牛，然后才一起吃早餐。
Every morning without failure, before we would eat breakfast, my father would have a devotion.
我们每天吃早餐之前，我的父亲都会有一段灵修的时间。
Sometimes because he only had grade 4 education, he would pronounce the words funny and arc. As children, we would laugh, but dad paid no attention to us.
他有时候说话用的词是我们孩子们都会笑话的。
His example is something that affected my life.
他有一些榜样其实是对我的生命有很大的这个影响。
As parents, I want to ask you, what are you doing in your life that affects your children?
就像一个家长在问孩子是什么是影响到了你的生命的。
What my father left me because of his prayer life, his devotion to his heavenly father,His commitment every morning to a devotion has stuck with me for all my life.
对我的影响力最大的，让我印象最深刻的，就是我父亲每天早晨都灵修在神的面前。
What you parents give your children, not only by what you say, but by what you do, can last them a lifetime.
所以家长们就是你们在你的孩子的面前的榜样，不是你们所说的，而是你们所做的，其实也包括你们所做的。
The power of God's word lasts forever.
神的话是永远长存的。
My father has been gone to eternity a long time ago, but what he left behind will last me forever.
我的父亲已经去了天上了。进入这个永生，但是他留下来给我的也是永恒的。
I want to encourage you as parents to do what you can for your children and with your children.
所以鼓励你们为你们儿女所做的，也是跟你儿女们在一起的。
My mother and father ended up in a senior's home, but every morning.My dad and mother always had a devotion to start the day.
我们每一天的开始都是由我父亲他用灵修来开始。
The power of prayer was strong, so strong in my father's life, and then became the same in my life.
我的父亲的祷告非常的强烈的这个祷告。而且也是他的祷告成为了我的生命。
What you leave as a legacy for your children, parents, will last for their salvation, the comfort of their salvation as well.
这个父母他们的这个祷告留下来传承给这个儿女呢，可以帮助他能够真正的一个继续他们的这个救恩。
You can always count on the Lord no matter what your situation is.
你可以进入到一个情况，甚至你都不知道是什么样的一个情况。
I want to tell you a story of Michael Stone.
我来告诉你一个sorry, Pastor called Michael Stone?
Yes, Michael Stone was his name.
哦，一个人的名字叫 Michael Stone.
And he, as a young boy, he was an only child, and his mother always wrote stories for him and always made they were stories of the birds flying and how he could fly too.
他小的时候，他的母亲常常写些故事给他读，比如说一些小鸟啊，这小鸟是怎么样飞的这些。
His father was a pole vaulter, and obviously he would fly through the air when he was doing his special athletic work.
他的父亲是撑杆跳的这个运动员，就是常常这样一跳起来，就是很奇妙的这样一个动作。
As a young boy, the father became his son's trainer, his coach, and doing what needed to have, showing him how he could become a great athlete.
所以他父亲也给他很多的训练，教了他各种各样的这技能，也是想要帮助他能够成为一个优秀的运动员。
At 17 years of age, he had the privilege of going to the Junior Olympics.
在他17岁的时候，他有了这样一个机会去参加这个运动会，奥运会。
He was a pole vaulter at the Junior Olympics.
他是一个撑杆跳的这个运动员，在这个叫年轻的这个奥运会。
And he and one other fellow became the last two in the event.
他是最后留下来的两位年轻人当中的其中一位。
If he was able to make the next jump, he could probably win and be the gold medal recipient.
他如果说最后一场他能够赢的话，其实他那个时候就可以得到这个奥运会的金牌的，是青年奥运会。
But if he didn't, the other man, even if the other man didn't make this jump, he would still win because he had less failures throughout the competition.
甚至另外旁边另外跟他在一起的，如果他不能赢的话，他自己还是有很大的一个盼望。
He was jumping now at 17 feet, which was more than he had ever done before.
他那时候能够跳17英尺，是他从来没有能够达到的这个能力。
He could only trust God that he could make this event.
他一直是依靠神，使得他能够这样做到。
And when he finally did, they moved the marker up to 17 feet, 6.5 inches, which was more than he had ever jumped in his life.
他当他那个撑杆跳那个杆一直移到这个17英尺的时候，他那个时候跳过的那个高度是他一生中从来没有达到过的。
And when he made it, his father ran to his mother and gave her a big hug to see that he had broke the national record and the Olympic record.
当他跳过去之后，他的父亲冲过去抱着他的妈妈，因为他已经打破了世界的记录。
See, it wasn't so unique that he had broken the record. What was unique about Michael did all of this as a blind man, which was astounding.
所以 Michael 呢，他所打破的这个世界不是什么特别的，他是一个所以 plus Michael, you say a blind man?
As you depend on the Lord, it's absolutely astounding what you can accomplish.
他依靠神，就完成了这样一个完全是不可能的这样一个一个壮举。
The scriptures tell us, if God is for us, who can be against us?
圣经上说，如果神与我们同在，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Do you ever have to worry about anything that you are doing if God is by your side?
神跟你在一起，你有想过你有什么可以担忧的吗？
Do you ever have to worry if you mess up and do a wrong that God is still at your side? He's there to forgive you and empower you.
你也知道吗？当你有遇到任何什么过错的时候，神仍然是在那里，他可以原谅你过去的一切。
And strengthen you in a way that he can use you to share what you have experienced with others, how they can too have Jesus.
他可以坚固你，使得你能够把你过去的这些能够分享给你旁边的人，作为耶稣基督的见证。
You never ever have to worry about losing your salvation. Because when you have Jesus, Jesus says, I never leave you, I never forsake you.
你永远不用担心你会失去救恩，因为主耶稣他在那里，他说的他永远不撇弃你。
And that is why it tells us in the scripture, if God is on our side, who can ever be against us?
这就是圣经说的，主与我们同在，谁能抵挡我们呢？
It says, who shall separate us from the love of God?
他说，谁能使我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
Shall trouble?
是困难吗？患难吗？
We're all going to have trouble in our lives somewhere along the line.
在我们的生命当中，常常是会，随时会有这个困难。
You can be sure that trouble is going to come.
你知道这个困难是会来的。
I think of a family that contacted our church just recently and asked, they were in Thailand, if I was able to help them to come to Canada.
在泰国有个家庭也是跟教会联系，问他能不能来到加拿大。
The wife had been a Muslim, in her young years, and she met a Christian man, and the two fell in love, and she converted to Christianity.
这太太呢，她从小是穆斯林，她后来遇见了一位基督徒的男生，就是他们彼此相爱，后来他也转成了这个信的基督徒，他们俩就爱情上走到了一起。
Her family was so upset she converted to Christianity that they decided that she should die.
这一对夫妻呢，他们非常的爱主，在基督信仰里面，他甚至愿意付上生命的代价。
Because she had offended Islam.
因为他们其实这样做的话，他们就冒犯到了。
And so they had to flee from Pakistan to Thailand for safety.
所以他们从巴基斯坦逃到了泰国。
They spent 8 years there and had 2 little girls now.
他们在那里待了8年，现在有2个女儿。
And their visas were running out, and the Thailand government was going to send them back to Pakistan.
他们的签证快过期了，这个泰国的政府准备把他送回到原地。
Which would have meant death for the two of them.
如果他们被送回去的话，就面临就死亡。
So they sent a note to our church if we would be able to help them.
所以他们想说，打听我们教会有没有可能帮助他们。
We already had a family from Thailand and Pakistan that we were in the process of bringing to Canada.
我们已经有一对有这个家庭是从泰国和巴基斯坦的，他们已经要来到加拿大。
The committee felt that we should complete that family first, but I said, I don't think we can wait because they are experiencing trouble, as it says. And yet they were depending on the Lord to bring them to safety.
我们的教会本来是说打算是等到这个泰国跟这个巴基斯坦的这个家庭他们先事情办完然后再处理这个夫妻的。但我说不能再等了虽然他们确实是有神在帮助他们。
They had put the family in detention, and when they had allowed them to come out of detention, they were in a car accident, and the one little girl broke both of her legs.
他先是被监禁起来后来他被放出来以后呢结果又遇到了车祸他的两个女儿其中有一位女儿她的两条腿都已经受伤了。
I think we can say they were certainly experiencing trouble, as the Bible says.
他是两条腿断的所以我就知道他们正在经历这个困难。
But the Bible promised them that the trouble shall not separate them from the love of Jesus.
但圣经上说他们这个困难不能使他们与主的耶稣的爱隔绝。
And they depended on us, and of course God had led us to do the paperwork to bring them to Canada.
他依靠神，依靠我们，能够做这个手续的工作，把你们带到加拿大来。
So it says, shall trouble or hardship or persecution? Paul goes on to list all of these things that are possible things that could separate us from the love of God.
So 没有什么患难这些逼迫能够使神的爱与我们隔绝。
But none of them can separate us from his powerful love, according to Paul.
没有什么可以使我们与神这个强大的这个爱隔绝，当然也包括使徒保罗。
I like verse 38 chapter 8. Verse 38 says, For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers will separate us.
我很喜欢这个罗马书第八章三十八节里面讲到的，就是这边讲到说，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事还是将来的事。
Paul lists all these things that could possibly separate us from the love of God, but just in case he missed something, he adds this little phrase when he says, or anything else in all creation. That way he covered everything. There's nothing that could possibly separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
这边使徒保罗他非常的深信，他也非常的强烈的，他认为，甚至这里面他还包括了他说，无论是什么别的受造之物，都不能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
You never have to worry whatever come to your life. Jesus is there beside you and will stay with you, just as he was with them when they were in detention or when they were in accident.Jesus is still there helping you through the situation.
在无论你生命里面发生了什么，主耶稣都在那里。所以就像那对家庭，他在监禁当中又遇到了这个车祸，神都在那里与你同在。
It doesn't matter if it's life or death. Even death cannot separate us from him.
无论是死，无论是生，甚至是死。都不能使他们与基督的爱隔绝。
Many people feel that God has, when a death comes in a family, it hurts them deeply.
所以很多人就是感觉到当死亡来到他们家的时候，他们是非常的忧伤的。
And I understand that when my wife passed away, it certainly hurt deeply.
我能够理解，因为当我太太过世的时候，我的心是非常的难受的。
But at the same time, I knew that I had some peace.
但同时，我却有平安。
And the reason I had the peace, the hospital had called me in the morning and said, have you talked about resuscitation? And I said, no, we haven't. But whatever you do, do to keep her alive.
就是当医院打电话给我的时候，他问我一些想法，我说没有关系，你就是尽全力医治他。
And by the time I got to the hospital, she had already passed away.
当我到医院的时候，她就已经走了。
And the doctor came to me right away and he said, we did everything we could and we could not save her.
大夫跟我说，他们已经尽了全力，但不能挽救她。
And then I knew the Lord had taken her.
所以我也就知道了，这是主把她带走了。
She was in the best place she possibly could be, in a hospital with good doctors and all the equipment. And they could not save her. Therefore, Jesus decided to take her home.
她在这个最好的医院里面，有最好的医生，有最好的医疗的设备，都不能挽留她。所以这其实是神要把她带走。
When I heard those words from the doctor, it has given me peace ever since then, because I know Jesus never makes a mistake.
当这医生跟我讲他们尽了全力之后，我反而有个平安，因为我知道主他是从来不会有差错的。
So whether it is in life or in death, nothing can separate us from his love.
所以无论是生是死，没有什么可以使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Whatever you may be experiencing, you can always count on the fact that Jesus never leave you, never forsake you. He's sitting right beside you, even in the midst of the deepest trouble.
所以无论经历什么，你一直要相信主耶稣，他就在你的身边，他与你一起经历。
That's the promise he has given us, and that's the promise we can always take with us.
这是神给我们的应许，这是我们可以永远抓得住的这个应许。
I want you, especially this morning, I think of you as parents.
所以今天我也特别的心意想对你们父母的说，做父母的说。
The example that you can leave and give to your children in the relationship to Jesus can be so powerful for all the rest of their lives.
你们的榜样就是你们与主耶稣基督的在一起的这个榜样，会给你们的孩子们这个他们的这个永生，就是这一生当中带来很大的这个影响力。
I experienced it from my parents, especially my father, and I've been able to experience it also from my children in the kind words and the thankfulness they share with me of knowing Jesus.
这是我曾经跟我父亲一同经历的，我现在我也跟我的儿女孩子们在一起，也是他们能够分享到这个神的这个恩慈的这些话。
You never ever have to doubt that Jesus leave you. You are, once you have Jesus, nothing can possibly separate you from his love.
你永远不需要担心，主耶稣跟你同在，他就是没有什么可以使你与神的爱隔绝。
No matter what you could possibly experience, as the scriptures explain so much, could trouble, hardship,
圣经上说,
could trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, even death. He lists all these, and then he says, but nothing can separate you from me.
他这里提到说，你看这边写的患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿、赤身露体，各种各样的生死，他就说没有一切可以隔绝与我隔绝。
What an incredible promise God gives to us this morning in chapter 8 of Romans.
这是多么美妙的应许，神给我们的应许，在这个罗马书第八章这里面。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father,
天父,
you have given us such an incredible word from your scripture this morning.
给我们这么美妙的话语在这圣经里面。
Father, I pray it may sink deep into our hearts and into our souls.
天父，我们祷告，愿这话语深深地印在我们的心里，印在我们的灵里。
And no matter what come into our life or into our path, we never will fear, but we will always be able to depend on you to lift us through it.
无论在我们的生活中，在我们的生命的道路上遇到什么，我们都坚定地相信你会与我们同在，会把我们能够
cover us with your love and with your power, and especially with the power of your Holy Spirit.
你的大能，你的尤其是你圣灵的大能，可以带领我们脱离这一切的困苦。
So we not only can depend on you today, but for our entire life that we live here on this earth.
不仅仅是今天我们依靠你，我们一生当中都要来依靠你，在我们地上的生活当中。
We pray this all in your holy, precious, and matchless name. Amen.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。Amen.
谢谢。Thank you very much, Pastor Carl.
You're so welcome.
谢谢 Pastor Carl. 安娜在吗？
That's a timely message for all of us.
那真是及时的这个信息给我们的。
I'm very touched and convinced.
我很感动，也是深深的被被征服这个信息。
It reminds me to, especially once again to gather my children together, you know, to.Pray.
这个提醒了我跟我的孩子们一起祷告。
I myself personally, every morning I have devotion.
我自己每天早晨灵修。
But in terms of gathering children, before the Lord, I'm very much in lack.
但是我说带着孩子们一起来这个灵修，我还是比较欠缺这方面。
By Lord's grace, I will do that.
也许靠着神的恩典，我能做到。
I believe the Pastor Carl preaches a very, very timely message.
我觉得 Pastor Carl 的这个信息是非常的及时的。
I also wanted to share something recently. I feel I need to share with everybody, which is in line with what Pastor Carl just shared.
我近期很想跟大家分享，也正好跟 Pastor Carl 所分享的很一致。
And then, troubles will come, but nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus.
困难会来，但没有什么可以使我们与主耶稣的爱隔绝。
I have sent a link to our church WeChat and also WhatsApp WeChat. It's about pastor.Who has received a vision about 54 days of change?
我发了个链接在微信，也在这个WhatsApp 上面，是有个牧师他经历了54天的一个奇妙的一个见证。
His message is about 54 days of change.
他的信息就是54天里面的一个改变。
So, I want to bring everybody to your attention about this vision he saw.
我想让大家能够关注这个他讲的这个意象。
Because it's also very, very timely.
因为这个是非常的及时的。
And it also reminds us we must getting closer to God, depend on Jesus.
这也提醒我们要来到主的面前。要依靠神，依靠主。
So I watched this video some days ago, and so this pastor, his name is Tim Sheets, and he's talking about.
几天前我看了这个 video， 这个牧师叫做 Tim Sheets，
and he was preaching on a series of visions he had saw.
他就是分享这个这几个意象。
Especially bring to me one vision he has saw, he has seen at the beginning of February.
其中有个意象，他是二月初看见的。
And what he saw, everybody please listen carefully.
他看到的是，大家请注意听。
He saw calendars about 2022.
他看到了2022年的这个年历。
In the vision, he saw the calendar of February. It's in a very special way.
他说看到了这个二月份的这个日历呢，就很特别。
In the square, there's no dates like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There's no numbers, first, second.
他说在这个上面，这个屏幕上面，他是没有这个星期一、二、三、四这些东西。
就是 in the calendar, there's no dates and no numbers.
没有日期，也没有这个星期。
But inside this square, there is all over, there's a word which is change.
但是在每一个这个框框里面呢，却有这个字，就是改变，改变。
So this change in February.
所以在这个二月份里面就是一个改变。
Then he saw a vision.
然后他看到一
个。About the March, the calendar of March.
他看到三月份这个日历。
Calendar of March, same thing. There's no numbers, no dates, but only one word all through is change.
所以他看三月份的那日历也是一样，没有日期，没有这个星期，但只看到那个字改变。
And then he saw the calendar of April.
他又看到四月份的日历。
And then in April, the calendar, he saw a blank square, nothing inside.
他看到四月份的这个日历里面全部都是空的这个框框，没有什么，里面什么都没有。
And then he saw the calendar of May and June and July until October. It's all black.
他接着看到就是五月份一直到八月份的这个日历，那个每个框框里面呢都是空白，全是黑的。
So brothers and sisters, I do not believe in everything which I see through the internet.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我并不完全是相信说圣经就是这个 internet 上的这些东西。
But Holy Spirit brought me to this, the attention to this message. I believe it's from God.
但是圣灵呢，却感动我去关注这个信息，我觉得是从神来的。
And from the pastor's way of preaching, the attitude, how he's bringing people to Jesus, From my spirit, I know the vision is from God.
从这个牧师他讲这个道，看他的这个真诚的这个传讲这个信息，我能够感觉得到这个是从神来的。
Now, what's special about this vision?
这个意象有什么特别的呢？
And what I feel is that first of all, God brought a our attention to February and March.
我感觉到首先我们的这个啊关注点是在这个二月份和三月份。
February and March are very special in God's calendar.
在这个神的日历里面，二月份和三月份呢是非常的特别的。
And what is more special is not about the dates and the daily activities, is about change.
所以在神的里面呢，这个日期的这个是不重要的，这个。
But that's what's really important for people to notice is a change.
这每天的这里面事情是不重要，但是重要的是大家要知道就是那个改变。
God didn't show what kind of change.
所以是什么样的改变呢？
But the Lord is bringing our attention to February and March.
但是神却把我们的关注点带到这个二月和三月份。
Another thing we have to pay attention is the contrast between the calendar February and March with other months.
还有一个关注点呢，就是那个对比，那个强烈的对比，就是二月份和三月份跟其他的月份这个差别。
Basically, February and March, Lord highlights the change.
二月份和三月份呢，它就是特别提醒到这个改变。
After that, according to the pastor's explanation, he said,What's following that, it depends on how the church responds to God.
根据这位牧师的他的讲解，他的理解呢，就是这个后面的具体是什么，就是看这个教会是怎么回应神的。
So what's going to happen in April, May, and June, July, depends on how church is going to respond in February and March.
所以四月份、五月份、六月份后面是发生什么呢？就是要看这个二月份和三月份教会是怎么回应神。
God didn't specially show him what's going to happen.
神并没有特别的显示给他说什么后面会发生什么。
Maybe God was showing what's going to happen through other prophetic voices.
也许神会通过其他先知性的这个启示来表达他的后面的事情。
But God brought our attention to the change in February and March.
但神却把我们的关注点带到这个二月份和三月份的这个改变上。
Now change will interrupt our lives, change our lives.
有的时候改变呢，就是会打乱我们的生活。
Something suddenly happened, and
突然间事情的发生
many people are not prepared.
大家都没有准备好。
And one thing we notice is this freedom convoy, which is right now going on in Ottawa and other parts of the country and the world.
我们知道现在有一个游行叫做 convoy 的这个游行，在渥太华这些地方
which.Does change many things. One thing is the supply chain will problem.
这确实是带来很大的影响，比如说这个供应链啊，这些很引起很多的麻烦的东西。
And following that, will be the price of the goods are going to be much, much higher probably.
在那个之后可能像这个货物的这个商品的价格会上涨。
Maybe other things politically and in the media.
也许这些政治啊媒体啊这些东西。
But in our personal lives, I believe that changes are also going to happen.
但是对我们个人的生活来讲，个人的生命来讲，这也是会有些改变的。
Maybe something bad is going to happen, something good is going to happen.
也许有好事，也许有坏事发生。
But God is bringing our attention to this in order we prepare ourselves.
但神把我们带到这个关注点里面呢，是为了要预备我们的生命。
Just like Pastor Carl preached, that even the troubles come, even when God disciplines us, is because of love.
就像 Pastor Carl 所说的，即使是困难发生在我们的生命当中呢，甚至有什么管教，这都是神的爱。
So we will trust our Lord even more.
所以我们会更加的信靠我们的主。
To experience His power and His love.
经历他的大能，经历他的爱。
So I believe, myself personally and as a pastor for the church, we need to respond to this message.
所以我个人，也作为我是这教会的牧师，我觉得我们来回应这个神的这个信息。
Now, when God gives a vision to somebody in the body of Christ, it's not for people to just to, talk about, it's for response.
神给我们，神给这个教会其中一个肢体信息的，不是只是给大家谈谈而已。
How to respond?
而怎样回应呢？
I believe the first thing is we need to come closer to the Lord even more, much more than before.
这是首先呢，我们要更多的、更加的来到神的面前。
Now, first, we, ask the Lord to examine ourselves.
首先我们求神来检查我们的生命。
Which areas in our life is not aligned with the Lord's word?
我们生命当中的哪个地方是跟神的话是没有对齐的？
I'll give you an example. Maybe some people have the habit always easy to be angry.
我们给你给一个例子，比如说家庭里面这个夫妻之间会很容易就会生气。
Maybe some people they have a lot of fear when things have come.
也许你对一些前面的一些事情很惧怕。
Maybe some people have the problem you are not forgiving some people who has offended you.
也许你对一些事情你仍然不可原谅。
Maybe sometimes you are, you think you are yourself is too important.
也许这事情你觉得自己很重要。
Sometimes you think people's opinions about you is much more important than God's opinions about you.
也许有的时候你会觉得别人的这个观点重要于甚至高过于神的观点。
Maybe some people in your life, money is much more important than God.
也许在你的生命当中觉得金钱比神更重要。
Maybe some people have, you know, all kinds of, they don't know other issues in your life.
也许你们当中有些人就是有其他的一些困难。
Which you're supposed to align with God, but you have ignored.
你本来应该跟神对齐的，但是你却把它忽略了。
So this is a time you need to come before the Lord to ask the Lord's grace and to forgive you and to strive to enter into His presence and do, you know, to let, ask the Holy Spirit to enable you to overcome those areas.
所以这个时候你应该要到神的面前，把这些事带到神的面前，让圣灵来带领你能够克服这一切。
Those areas, some of the areas of our weakness could cause a lot of trouble when change comes.
这些软弱的这些方面的东西，当这个改变发生的时候，会给你带来很大的挑战。
When the things come, we have choices. Either we choose to follow the Lord, either we choose to react with our habits.
所以当这些事情发生的时候，你有选择，要么你就是跟从神，要么你就是开始自己的惯常的这个反应。
So our habits, some of the habits which is not from God, must change.
但我们不从神来的这个自己的 个人的惯常的这个反应呢，必须得改变。
There's no excuse.
没有借口。
So because one, the pressure comes, and you know, a rod, iron rod would break when it at its weakest point, or chain. The iron chain will break at its weakest point.
就像一个一个对不起，牧师，你再说一遍。
链条，一个铁链条。
一个铁链条，它会有个软弱点的时候，它就是会断开的。
So that weakest point is wherever in our life our weakness or our sins are still there.
所以在我们的生命当中，如果有这些软弱点，这些罪在那里的话呢，它就是那个问题所在。
So not because God don't love us, but we need to respond to God to access His power.
不是说是神不爱我们，而是说我们要能够跟神连接在一起，能够跟他的大能能够连接上。
So when these visions, Lord given to the servants, his servant, was given to all of us, it's not for us to be nervous or to fear or to talk about.
所以神给这位，这位弟兄的这个，他的这个，这个意象呢，不是只是让我们感到害怕，或者说只是聊聊而已。
God's intention as a father is always to care about us, love us, and to prepare us.
所以要让我们所知道的就是他是一个爱的父亲，他是要让我们要预备我们的生命。
So in the coming days, I encourage everyone to spend more time in prayer, reading your Bible, to listen to God.
所以这是后面的日子里面，我鼓励大家更多的来读圣经。
The most important is treat God's word as God's word.
最重要就是把神的话当神的话。
And ask the Lord to enable you to do His word.
求神来来使得你有这个能力来做神的工。
And also, I encourage people to come to prayer meetings.
而且鼓励大家来祷告会。
Right now, we have Wednesday evening 7:30 the prayer meeting, corporate prayer meeting.
现在我们星期三的晚上7:30有这个集体祷告会。
And which is open to everybody to join in.
而且大家都可以参加的。
Now, when you join a prayer meeting, don't always think,What can I get? Or I feel good or bad?
当你参加这个祷告会，不要想着说我能够从这里面得到什么，还是说我觉得怎是好还是不好。
You always think about what, how can I make God happy?
而且你要常常想的是怎样讨神喜悦。
What is God's agenda?
神他心上的事是什么
？Bible says, when we seek first the kingdom and the righteousness of God first, every need will be added to us, will be given to us.
圣经上说，先求神的国和神的义，我们所需要的都会加给我们。
So don't always follow your feelings.
所以不要跟从你的感觉。
Follow God's.Clear voice.
要跟从神这个清楚的这个声音。
Follow his words.
跟从他的话。
So, if you cannot come to Wednesday, and maybe you can gather in other groups.
如果你星期三不能来，也许你可以参加别的组。
And as long as you gather together, and the Lord's presence will be there.
当你一起聚集的时候，神就会在那里。
But do respond.
但是一定要回应神。
If in the past we have given you wrong impressions about, you know, like wrong teachings, maybe wrong impressions about everybody can do their own things by feelings, please forgive us.
如果我们过去的曾经有一些信息都好使得大家有这样的一个误解，觉得说我们每个人可以做我们自己的个人的事情，请你原谅。
We give people freedom because we trust God is the father of everyone. He is responsible.
我给大家自由是想到是神，他会掌管这一切。
And also each one, we need to respond to God ourselves.
而且我们每个人需要自己要回应神。
So we as the servant of God, we will make ourselves available.
所以我们作为神的仆人呢，我们自己会准备好。
And if you have questions, if you have needs, you need to call us for prayer. Just feel free to call us.
所以你有什么困难，你有什么问题，觉得是想要打电话给我们的，就欢迎来打电话给我们。
And which is, this is very important, it's a time to respond.
这是个很重要的一个时机来回应神。
And if you find you cannot really focus and respond, then you need to fast and pray.
如果你觉得很难能够能够集中这个精力的话呢，回应神的话呢，你甚至可以进食祷告。
And which will help you to getting closer to the Lord.
这可以帮助你能够更好的回到神的面前。
And as a corporate body, we need to respond.
而且作为一个教会的集体，我们一起来回应神。
No matter we are gathering together physically or not, I believe the Lord will lead us if our hearts are right.
不论是我们是真的是实体的见面，还是怎么样，但是我们相信神他会带领我们。
Okay, let us pray, pray, pray. Then I want everybody to respond or, yeah.
我们一起来祷告，然后接着我让大家来回应。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢。
Thank you for the message you have given to us.
为这个你给我们的信息献上感恩。
Thank you for the visions you have given through your servants to warn us.
谢谢你通过这个仆人给我们这个意象来提醒我们。
Because you want to prepare all of us.
因为你想预备我们大家。
So that we can align with you.
是我们可以跟你对齐。
And in whatever troubles and changes, we know our shepherd's voice.
无论在什么的改变，什么样的困难之下，我们都知道我们牧羊人的声音。
We are confident our God is with us.
我们有信心你与我们同在。
Just like Romans 8 says, nothing can separate us from the love of God.
就像罗马书第八章里面所说的，没有什么可以使我们与神的爱隔绝。
And Lord, you help us to remove fear and increase faith.
主，愿你来除去我们的惧怕，来增强我们的信心。
Continue to pour down upon your love and joy.
愿你的爱和喜乐更多的浇灌下来。
In all these changes, we are above all of this because we have a great God.
在这一切的这个改变当中，我们超越这一切，因为我们有伟大的神。
We will experience your love and power.
我们超越我们的爱和你的大能。
We will shine the light in the darkness.
我们在黑暗中发光。
But the Lord, we just thank you. Prepare each one.
主，我们感谢你，来预备每一位。
Because we know that you are a good shepherd.
我们知道你是好牧人。
Your sheep knows your voice.
你的羊认得你的声音。
That's your promise.
这是你所应许的。
You said that no one can snatch your sheep out of your hands.
你说没有人可以从你的手中夺去你的羊。
Because a father is greater than everything.
因为父大过一切。
So Lord, we trust your words.
主，我们相信你的话。
And the Lord continue to fill each one with your Holy Spirit.
主，愿你的圣灵继续充满每一位。
And you remove fear.
你除去惧怕。
Remove doubt.
除去黑暗。
And also forgive our complacency.
而且同时你要赦免我们的舒适安逸感。
Lord, let us come before you and strive to enter into that rest.
让我们能够来到你面前，竭力的进入安息。
Strive to getting closer to you.
竭力的来到你的面前。
So we can be under the wings of the Almighty.
所以我们能够在全能者翅膀的荫下。
And we are covered.
而且我们被你所遮盖。
As Bible said, when the pestilence come, people will fall to the right and the left, but nothing will touch us.
圣经上说，这个瘟疫来到，有人扑倒在我们左边、右边，但是这灾祸却不临到我们。
Now you will put us on the higher ground.
你会把我们放在高地。
And you will lead us through valley of death.
你会带着我们经历着死荫的幽谷。
You will spread table before our enemies.
你会在我们与敌在敌人面前为我们摆设筵席
，because you have anointed us our heads with your oil，
因为你已经膏抹了我们。
You have chosen us as your beloved children，
已经拣选我们成为你的儿女。
Your covenant will never change，
你的约永不改变。
We pray and thank you in our Lord Savior's Jesus' name，
我们祷告感谢你，奉我们耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name，
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.